Good morning. High pressure is in control again today across interior New York and New England with dry weather and temperatures much milder this morning than just 24 hours ago when we were sliding through the 20s. This morning, 40s to around 50 as some clouds are sliding in from the north and west. It's part of a weak disturbance moving into southern Canada. On the tail end of this disturbance, another low pressure wave will approach from the middle of the country tonight and tomorrow. The result will be partly sunny skies today and temperatures in the mid-60s on average, followed by thickening clouds tonight. We do run the risk of a few showers overnight tonight as the initial batch of moisture starts to move in. Also areas of fog with temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s. The brunt of the storm system will move through tomorrow with a steadier rain in the middle of the day, maybe even some bursts of heavier rain. Out ahead of the front, temperatures will manage to reach to just about 60 before the wind flips around to the west-northwest behind the system for the second half of the day and readings slide back through the 50s and in some cases even down into the 40s by tomorrow afternoon sunset. On Friday, as we start a drying trend, we'll have mostly sunny skies, but it will be breezy and cooler with highs in the middle to upper 40s. High pressure will dominate into the weekend, keeping it dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday back into the lower 50s. Then a weak disturbance will dive in from southern Canada on Sunday. It will bring with it the chance of a couple of passing showers, otherwise mostly dry, with temperatures sliding back into the 40s before rebounding into the 50s with mostly sunny skies for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the Pacific Northwest coast will remain unsettled through the week as a series of upper-level disturbances cross the region. Showers and moderate rainfalls being observed along the British Columbia and Washington coast as a front approaches from the Pacific. Another front will approach the region, resulting in additional rain to the coast and areas inland as it moves onshore. The majority of the heavy rainfall and higher elevation snow will mostly be confined to British Columbia. However, the Olympics could have three-day amounts nearing 3 inches. And an expansive frontal boundary from Quebec to Arizona will slowly track east over the next couple of days. Scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms will develop along the boundary. Some of the storms could be severe with gusty winds and hail. With slow storm motion, higher rainfall rates may set up across portions of Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, which could increase the risk for flash flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 43 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 12 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 42, 71% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.21 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 18 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a late-day shower and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 56 degrees, the low 25, the average temperature 41, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, zero for the month, and 28.53 inches for the year, which is 4.71 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 35, the record high, 82, set in 1950, and the record low, 19, set in 2002 and in 1976. Sunrise this morning, 7:31 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:46 p.m., 10 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and cloud today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight. Also, some fog with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight. Also areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely becoming breezy. Early highs near 60, then temperatures falling the second half of the day. Mostly sunny, breezy, cooler Friday, upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, seasonably cool Saturday, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a breeze on Sunday, a passing shower, mid to upper 40s. And mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the lower to mid 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.